Cause today is a party day. So know what to call my name.
We have a party to another level. Pop the champagne and fill up the table. Can you know DJ Cosmo is a rebel? So for all your friends, all your friends, all your friends, it's a holiday, holiday, holiday. We put it on until the break of dawn. You're dealing on it.
So this song is at number 10 on the Zed Shakedown Top 10. Yadilika, King Illas with Kantu and DJ Cosmo, produced by Shinko Beats. Awesome song, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's an absolutely amazing song. It's one of those songs I was saying last week, I think.
Yeah?
It's one of those things, one of those songs that just kept you, you know, pumped up about things.
One of those
you know,
songs, that,
like,
yeah.
You could be sitting and you know, you could be sitting and you're thinking, oh man, like, where do I even start from and stuff? And then just from like the beat itself, and I don't even know half the things are saying. But like, I just feel like, let me just get up from the seat and make things happen.
You know what? It's one of those songs that make me feel like.
Yadilika. Yadilika. It's
Okay, done by King Illas. Let's get to give him a call right now, live on radio. And yeah, so.
I'm looking forward to this.
Just get to find out one or two things from him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're calling.
We're calling. Also remember that you can give us a call on 0955-997-997. You can also WhatsApp us on the same number and give us your top three nominations for the songs that you'd like to see featured on the top 10.
Yeah, so we're calling him.
We're calling.
Pick up the
we
phone.
We're dialing there.
We're done. Here, King Illas, how you doing?
I'm nice, my man. What's good?
Awesome. You are live on 4FM right now.
Speaking of being live.
Yeah. And
I'm
guess what?
Alive.
Yeah, guess what? I'm hanging out with Abby Mali.
Hey, Abby, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm nice. Awesome.
We absolutely love Yadilika. It's on number 10 right now on the top 10 chart.
Is it?
Yes, it is, man. It's been nominated for. And yeah, let's see what happens tomorrow during the weekend countdown.
Shout out to everybody that's playing it and loving it. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we just wanted to say congratulations. It's a great song. And also for it featuring on the top 10.
Yeah, it's a good achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's one other thing that we wanted to get to find out from you. I mean, there's been a whole lot of talk at social media wise, like as far as the Kwacha Music Awards are concerned. So yesterday we got Mumpy's view and as well as J-Rox's, you know, on them pulling out.
Oh yeah.
So we figured the fact that you have been nominated, I think, in two categories. Am I right?
Yeah, two categories, Best Southern Province and should be Best Newcomer as well.
Best Newcomer, yeah. Congratulations on those nominations.
Thank you. That rhymes again.
See, so I can do a song, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, cool. So we just want you to get your views as far as this is concerned.
Oh, yeah. I feel, first of all, I respect them backing out because that's how they feel. I feel like we all have opinions based off how we feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but for me, I will not back out because I'm told it's because of the bad structure the awards have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd rather have a structure than not have one at all, you know what I mean? So for me, awards are more like just giving credit to you. It should not be about, it's about giving credit to you, but not financing you or any other way. So for me, I appreciate the platform already. It means that I'm working and people are seeing that. So I feel like that's enough. And the Kwacha Music Awards do not owe, or rather, let me say, Stan FM does not owe anybody, you know what I mean, awards. But they do it because they love music. And of course, it's time to appreciate music because they play music. So for me, I feel like it's a great feeling for me. It's the first time being nominated, so I don't think I'll deprive myself from that feeling and that opportunity. So yeah.
Okay. So now J-Rox and Mumpy raised the point to say they don't have anything against everything and the awards, but it's just the way in which things are being handled. They're not being handled in a more professional kind of way, and hence the reason for them backing out.
Yeah, like I said, it's my first time being nominated. What do I know? So, you know what I mean? What do I know? But at the end of the day, awards are awards, and they always have politics. Even the Grammys have politics, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They say they don't need too many black people or whatnot. It's just politics of the industry, but I hope them backing out will like actually bring a good cause to them and the other way around. So it's just all politics, but hey, what do I know?
All right. Okay, thanks a lot, King Illas, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
And we are wishing you all the best.
Yes.
All right, have a wonderful weekend. We should do live callings often.
Yes. Sure.
Totally do.
All right, nice.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sam, man. Yeah, so that was King Illas giving us his view. Can we make a quick call to Roberto?
Let's do it. I also want to hear Roberto's view on this. He got nominated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he has about four nominations.
Uh-huh.
Album of the Year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No,
yeah.
Let's hear his call. Let me hear his.
Hi, Roberto. How you doing?
Hello.
You're actually live on Power FM right now. It's KJ and Abby Mali.
Yo, yo.
What's up? Abby's in Kongole Mali.
Oh, my gosh. I have a middle name now?
You have a middle name. What? Abby's in Kongole Mali.
What's in Kongole do
I
have?
That's a good name. Just adopted Abby. Come on now.
I don't owe nobody nothing.
Oh, please, let's not even go there.
Yeah, so Roberto, first of all, would like to say congratulations on your nominations as far as the Kwacha Music Awards are concerned.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, man.
You have about how many nominations? Is it four?
Wow.
I think it's five.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and those are?
I need to go through. I know there's Album of the Year, Superstar.
Okay.
I know there's
Okay.
And then there's Best Artist to Saka.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the other one as well.
Best R&B
but
is there, right?
It's about five, so.
Best R&B as well.
Okay. So congratulations on that. So real quickly, we just wanted to find out from you. There's been a lot of talk on social media, you know, different views from different artists and all that. And some have actually pulled out. So yesterday we spoke to Mumpy and J-Rox yesterday. They pulled out the same. There's quite a whole lot of disorganization, and you know, they've tried to do some more professional kind of dialogue, but it seems like the organizers are not really going the right way. You know, they're not going the right way about the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So we wanted to find out from you, what's your stance and what's your take over this issue?
Well, for me, I take it as a matter of dialogue, you know. It's very important for us as artists to meet at the point where organizers and us, the artists, get to interact in a manner that is benefiting for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, what we need to remember is that these awards are meant to acknowledge or award us as artists for the work that we have put into, you know. And it's a platform where our fans get an opportunity to vote, you know, and they feel the power of doing something for us. So let's not take that power away from the people that we're doing this music for. And I personally think I understand some of the frustrations from some of the artists, which is really genuine. There could be concerns here and there which, you know, will benefit us in a different way. For example, I can't complain of not being in a certain category because I wasn't nominated. But if, for example, an artist feels they are in a category that is not correct, I mean, you have a valid point, and you need to reach out to the organizers and stress that point But at the end of the day, what is important is for us to ensure that the way we communicate with the organizers is in a professional manner. What we want is for the growth of the awards show, you know, and it needs to continue year in and year out. So I think it's very important for us as artists not to rush to social media and, you know, get to blast the organizers or, you know, discredit them. But I think it's important for us to find means and ways of trying to reach an agreement and say, look, I think this year we have errored. How best or how soon can we, you know, rectify this problem and so that the awards continue? Because if we discredit them, we will not have a platform at all that will award us at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So for me, I take it as it's important that if these issues are raised, it's very important that artists have reached a point where they can say no to an award. It shows that there's power, you know, in what we're doing. So let's use that power wisely for the benefit of the people, for the benefit of the music industry, and for the benefit of everybody involved in the awards.
All right. Nice.
Yep.
So thanks a lot for your view. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it. And Abin Kongola Mali, do enjoy your day as well.
You too, man. You too.
All right. Cool stuff.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot. So, yeah. So, those were, like, views from Roberto and
yes.
King Ellest.
Very complete, completely opposite sides, which is what I actually personally wanted to hear. And I'm sure even the listener wants to know, like, you know, because you can't just hear one side, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, the only one that's left.
Chef 187.
I would love to hear Chef 187's view as well.
And Makitu.
And Makitu's view. Although Makitu, was he nominated for anything?
Album of the year. Come on now. That's what we were talking about like earlier on.
But he hasn't pulled out, has he?
Yes, he has.
Oh, my
goodness. So, yeah, we're going to get to talk to, you know, these guys like a little later on. So, keep it power 913. This is the Zay Shakedown with KJ.
And Abby Marley.
Kongole Mali.
Shut up, Iwe.
Kongole Mali.
Jaya.
Kongole Mali.
Power. Power. In your speakers. 91.3